Friday, KN4 TFW.
Hey, I tell you what, I gotta go to work this morning to pay for that $135 in fuel I just pumped.
I hear you. That's our new administration helping us out.
I'm sitting here trying to, I can lease me a vehicle from work and probably come out ahead for how much I'm spending on diesel fuel.
Right here in Greer, it was $5.39. Regular was $4.39.
$5.19 a gallon, and then I have 5 cents off, so I got it for $5.14, and I spent $135.
Have any extra tanks?
I mean, this truck's got a 25-26 gallon tank. I don't know. It takes a crap ton of fuel.
For this weekend.
For me, besides not setting an alarm clock tomorrow, just get up when I get up. We got to start getting everything together for my son's birthday party, which will be at 4 or 5. It's just family at this one, and then he's got a friend's party later this week where he's going to have some friends over to swim in the pool and stuff.
Grandson's birthday tomorrow.
My son is June the 5th.
In a 4th, he'll be 10.
He'll turn 11 tomorrow. I don't know where all this time's going.
Think that's for sure.
Hey, are you going to a birthday party for him?
Something. I don't know if they're coming here, we're going there. He wants me to take him fishing. I gotta make sure I got all my stuff ready.
What's sad is I have not been just regular freshwater fishing since before right as COVID hit. You know, they would let you go to any of the lakes and do anything, and I haven't been back yet.
I used to go, 4 or 5 years ago, I used to go about every weekend at least for an hour or two right down here at Lake Robinson, but yeah, I ain't been in a while.
I need to get back into it, but yeah, that was me and my oldest son. We'd go to Lake Bowen and we'd usually sit out there, especially in the evening during the summer. We'd sit out there and fish till, 11:30, because they close the gate at midnight.
Fishing little creek over there by Greer High School. You can catch a lot of really nice fish there.
There was a fishing hole up on Highway 11, and I guess the lady that had it, she sold that property, so I guess I gotta go back to the regular lakes and hope for the best.
Canoe, and I got my little kayak, so that helps. I can float down a little ways and get to where people don't normally fish.
Was it Lake Cooley? You can rent a canoe. Me and my son have talked about that. I don't know what the weight capacity on a canoe is. It makes me a little bit nervous.
It's like 500 or 600 pounds.
We should be fine, with how much tackle and drinks and everything else we pile in the boat.
If it's totally full of water, it'll still float.
Do you ever go to, what is the other lake, just kind of near Cooley, is it? It's not Cunningham, is it?
You got Cunningham and Robinson, you got what, Cooley and Lyman, what else?
No, I didn't realize they even had that many little ponds. I wonder if the other ones ran out, canoes and whatnot.
Then there's a store right across the street that rents kayaks, KN4 TFW.
I could do it one time. Maybe this summer me and my son might go rent a canoe out at Lake Cooley and see if we can catch some fish that way.
Yeah, last time I checked into it, some of them, because I was going to fish some of them Spartanburg lakes, but they wanted $75 a year for a lake permit for my canoe.
Farmer Waterworks wants that money now. But I think I read an article yesterday, or I saw it. I didn't actually read the whole article. I read it, and it said that a man on a kayak was drugged 15 miles by a 500-pound marlin.
Do you believe that? I know in my canoe, if you hook a 2 or 3 pound bass, he'll turn the front of the canoe all the way around.
I'd hate to be out on the ocean and get drugged 15 miles. He got to go back.
Yeah, it's going to be a long paddle back, that's for sure.
My line. I don't know. Could you imagine pulling a marlin up in a kayak anyway?
We're going to have to wait until he's worn out, and that's going to take a minute. But one thing I found is when the bass pulls the canoe, the front of the canoe around, it don't take long for them to get wore out.
I tell you what, I like fishing with a little micro fishing rod. I found I like taking those bass fishing around some of these small lakes. And it definitely makes it a little more challenging a lot of times because you can't just crank the drag up and get them in the boat. Yeah, you got to work them a little bit.
Work mine. I never get in a hurry and crank them in. I like to let them play a little bit.
That, because I mean, if you just jerk them out of the water, it's just not quite as fun. I don't know. So I found that I just really enjoyed a little micro fishing rods. They work real good, and you don't put a lot of money in them. KO4s, CEF.
My rods and reels, they're pretty old. They all need new line, I'm sure. My brother, since he fishes tournaments, I think he restrings his about every other fishing tournament. And don't make no sense to me.
Anyway, I leave mine on there for a while, probably till it's way too old. But I tell you, on my Amazon wish list, I got a nice Shimano reel and a nice rod. I've never actually purchased either one of them because it's probably $300-$400 to put in a fishing rod. I just hadn't ever pulled the trigger on that.
And that much on one, it's not really necessary.
Easy there. It doesn't really help you catch any fish any better.
A kid, I caught a little pay lake up there in Marietta. I caught a 17-pound carp one day.
Where my dad lives up at Lake Patron, and they got carp in those ponds. And when it rained a lot, they would come up on the bank to get the fresh grass. You'd see them all over the bank. We would sit out there and take those little micro fishing rods. And my dad especially, he would just take a piece of corn, put it on a small hook, and he would chunk it in. Man, you'd spend forever fighting the carp on one of those little micro fishing rods. That was a challenge right there.
Fun, right? It teaches you a lot how to get them in without horsing them in.
And you're fishing from the bank. You can't just reach down there and snatch them out of the water. You really got to get them up on the bank.
Patience and finesse, right? KN4TFW.
Right. That little pay lake on 11 that we went to, my son caught one of those little bitty fishing rods. I don't remember if it was an ugly stick, but it's the little bitty ones, it's a dock, it's for the dock fishing, but you can't hardly break those things, but man, he had I don't know if it was a carp or a catfish, I can't remember now, but man, that thing was huge, and he had to work him in. I finally had to try to get the reel. Because, I mean, it was just pulling on it. And finally got it worked all the way up to the bank. And then it just thrashed one time and got off. And that was the end of it.
When that happens.
Yeah, but they definitely enjoyed that. That's one thing I miss is the pay lake that we used to have around here. Because, I mean, most of the time when you go, you're guaranteed almost that you're going to catch something. You go catfishing or carp fishing, and you'll catch something that made it more fun for the boys. I know when I was a kid, I enjoyed it a lot more than I would have just fishing at a random lake and not catching anything.
My black kayak over there by, like, Greer High School. And you float down just a couple hundred feet, you know. You can actually float all the way down into, what's the lake over on 357? I forget what it is, Lake Appalachian. But, man, you'd be surprised. You can catch a lot of really nice fish really fast because, you know, in the river, they grab anything that runs by because if they don't, it's going to be gone.
Yes, and this has been forever and a day since I've been fishing in a river.
I mean, what do they call it, Middle Tiger River? I mean, the whole thing ain't two lanes wide.
And that's true. I know, see, me and my dad used to go down to Packlet. You go fishing on, like, what is it, the Broad River? That was a challenge, but it was a lot of fun. You catch some big catfish that way.
Head in over there by wherever that swimming hole is over there on the Packlet River. And that we went upstream. We caught a lot of nice bass. Me and Susan did.
Definitely got me wanting to go fishing then.
The station's supposed to be broadcasting tomorrow from an old World War II ship using the old-time radios.
I've seen that before. I don't know if it was that one in particular, but where there's just like a group of people that go out there on the boat and they'll use the equipment on the boat to call out and make contact.
Done several of them. I've done a couple of submarines and a couple of different things.
I can remember to look tomorrow. I need to. That'd be kind of neat.
There's supposed to be a ship out of Hawaii that's doing it tomorrow.
That'd be interesting because that's still the one state that I don't have in my log.
I have one there. I think it's not confirmed. So I need to get one that can confirm it. I need to study up and learn how to get on Logbook of the World and get everything transferred together.
Money is I've made a contact, FDA, of course. I made a contact in Hawaii, but he didn't confirm it on Logbook of the World or QRZ. And so it really don't count. But that's the way mine is. But I upload all my logs to Logbook of the World, and then I download it to QRZ. And that seems to work the simplest for me. Just two logs, and that's it. Except for whenever I do the POTA stuff, and then I use a different logbook. KO4CEN.
Figure it all out.
I'm pleased with over the years. I didn't know if I'd like it when I tried it out 30 days, but the Ham Radio Deluxe software, I mean, if you want any kind of control of your radio, it works good, and then the digital modes that it offers is nice, you know, PSK31 and whatnot that you can try out, but I've actually enjoyed that log because it uploads mine to Logbook of the World pretty easily.
Never used was QRZ.
There's a way, if I remember, I'll try to look it up and figure it out for you. There is a way where you can take your QRZ and upload that to Logbook of the World.
Right now I'm running at about a 30% confirmation. And then, so, you know, and try to get them confirmations up. That'll get me a little bit better. It looks like I'm about 7 parks short of 200.
You've been working them parks. I'm going to have to catch back up because I'm only at, what, 70, 80 parks, something like that?
Close to 30 last weekend.
I hadn't done it as much over the last month or so.
Doing it all the time. I used to get that one operator. Her name is Carrie. I've probably worked her 10 times. And then all of a sudden, I went months and I hadn't seen her on.
Taking a break from it, but, you know, at the same time, if you work enough in one state, there's an award for that as well. I'm pulling in my parking spot, so I may go scratchy, who knows.
looking at her stats, and her park contacts is like 120,000.
That's a lot. I'll be honest, I wish we had some parks a little bit closer where you could just go set up. You know, you go to some of these states and they got parks that are, you know, a lot closer together where they can just go down to one. But a lot of them around here, you know, up on Highway 11, or you can go to, I don't remember Paris Mountains on there. I think it is. And you got like, what is it, the Cowpens Battlefield. You know, some of those are on there, but I don't know. It just seems like they're so far apart that you can't just ride to one, set it up, you know, activate it for an hour or two, and then go back home.
Far to do it. It's like having a fishing boat, but you got to go to Lake Hartwell all the time. You'll never use it.
And then I tell you, I had a blast activating Kings Mountain. That was a lot of fun. I'd like to do something again, but like the place up on Highway 11 that's near me is, well, it's North Greenville, and it's just it's basically a hunting spot. And I've been up there and walked in the woods before, but it's a place that you can go activate. I don't understand it, but it is. But still, there's nothing there. It's just a patch of woods, and you'd have to pull off the road and set up right there where people would normally hunt to go into this property.
All right.
There in years hunting, because, you know, that part of the state has a different hunting season than, like, in Union and Spartanburg, so it's a little bit different, so I don't go up there a whole lot. I definitely wouldn't do it while I was hunting, but, I would like to do it, but that's about the closest spot besides, like, Cowpens, and that's still a haul to go for a day.
Some of them do awesome job getting out with, you know, with their portable antennas.
Mine did. I felt like it did pretty good at Kings Mountain. It was a few contacts that were a little bit rough, and I couldn't make contact with one person that just kept calling and calling. I'm like, man, I cannot hear you. I can't make out what you're saying, nothing. But, you know, I've got the vertical antenna, and then I've got the in-fed halfway that I'll deploy, but, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I'd like to do it again. Got to figure out when and where. But, well, Ken, I am in the parking lot. It's 6:01 now, so I'm going to head on in and get ready for this meeting and hope I can sneak out of here sometime early today. So you hopefully we'll holler at you maybe this afternoon. You be safe on the rest of your way to work, and we'll talk at you later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have a good day, an awesome weekend with the birthday party. And maybe I can catch up with you over the weekend. KN4TFW.